A lot of young people are out looking for a job, but not working one. A new report says youth employment in the U.S. is at its lowest level since the Second World War. We're talking about people ages 16 to 24. The Annie E. Casey Foundation says that only half of them had jobs in 2011. And if you just look at teenagers, only one in four had a job last year. In the year 2000, almost half of them did. The reasons? The lingering effects of the Great Recession. A lot of the entry-level jobs that young people used to count on, like those at clothing stores or restaurants, for example, are going to more experienced or more educated workers. One side effect is that young people aren't getting the early work experience that would help them later on. Some organizations want to give students the chance to get that experience, but not through a job, at school, and not during regular classes either. This is part of something called the Time Collaborative. And for around 20,000 students, it means they're going to be spending more time at school. We're talking about more than 40 schools in 5 states. Next school year, they're going to be open an additional 300 hours, so it works out to about 90 minutes extra a day on average. It won't necessarily mean more time in science or language arts classes, though that is possible. The organizers say the extra time could be spent on internships, on apprenticeships, or music or arts programs. One goal would be to help lower performing students do better. An analyst says the program could help increase test scores, but it could also increase dropout rates. He said that if the extra time looks and feels like the rest of the school day, then those at-risk students might not go for it. A middle schooler who spoke to one of our affiliates said students don't want more time in school. She said students wanted to get a break from learning. What do you say? We want to hear your thoughts on this. Let's say your school adds the extra time, an extra hour and a half. How would you want to spend it? More academics? A focus on music and drama programs? Getting internship or apprenticeship credit? Tell us, and tell us only your first names on our blog, CNNStudentNews.com.